Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You can hear the NFC Championship game again from Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon via our friends at Westwood One. And I'll be in Philadelphia, and so will Sal Palantonio. You know him from so many great years of reporting, Philadelphia-based, but obviously all over the NFL. And Sal Pal is nice enough to join us here on the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Sal, thank you so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing great. And if I had Washington at Philadelphia on my bingo card to the NFC Championship game, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I'd be vacationing in Fiji someplace.
Well,
what a great story the Washington Commanders are. As you know, you see me down at Landover a lot this year.
Sure.
Did four of their home games. I did three of their road games. And I looked at the tape. You know, we have the NFL matchup show we're taping later in the week on at NFL Films. I've been the host of that show for 23 years. And I got to tell you, this is the best rookie quarterback I've ever seen.
Well, that's a great way to start. And you're right. I have seen you, I mean, obviously, you know, at a bunch of games. I didn't know it was seven, but I know I've seen you at a bunch of games. So you are a perfect person to have on. And of course, watch NFL matchup on ESPN throughout the weekend. As Sal just mentioned, the longtime host of that show. It's great. A lot of X's and O's. And a lot of great analysis, so make sure you check that out. So you mentioned Jaden Daniels, obviously the greatest rookie season ever. I mean, that's what we've all come to. Do you think? Did you feel that way going into the playoffs, Sal, or was it the last two games and obviously the performance Saturday night in Detroit where they scored 38 offensive points and he carves them up for 300 yards that kind of solidified that or made that in your mind?
Yeah, I think it's been a performance for the ages, and it really, really took hold in the latter part of the season. But, you know, you got to even remember what he did against Philadelphia's defense. Mm-hmm. December 22nd.
Yep.
The three touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. I was there, and that was amazing. He erased a 27-14 lead against the best defense points per game-wise and passing yardage-wise in the NFL. Vic Fangio's defense leads the NFL overall, leads the NFL in passing yards given up, leads the NFL in points per game given up, and Jaden Daniels just went up and down the field. And, you know, he gives teams that play two deep safety cover shell problems if they don't have the proper spy operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very difficult defense when you have a dual threat quarterback like Lamar or Jaden Daniels where he can tuck it and run it. Now, there's so many factors going into this matchup of Jaden Daniels against the Fangio defense. And if you go back to the game on December 22nd, the Eagles lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who was ejected from the game.
Yep.
But really, come on, Chris. It's only one player,
mm-hmm.
right? It's only one player. So you really can't say that the loss of C.J. Gardner-Johnson was the reason why Jaden Daniels went up and down the field mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter. I think you have to look at the matchup specifically and look at the matchup specifically in this game. Without Cosme at right guard, what is your plan to block Jalen Carter, who, in my view, has been the best defensive player and is the best defensive player
totally agree.
Left in the playoffs?
Yep.
How do you block Jalen Carter? You've seen the numbers. You saw him sack Matthew Stafford on third down in the fourth quarter in the final drive that set up the 4th-and-13. When Stafford was knocking on the door and was easily in a position to go up 29-28 and win that game. So this is a moment of truth. This is a moment of truth for Vic Fangio. Remember, Vic Fangio is 66. He's a longtime defensive coordinator. He leads one of the best defenses in the NFL. But they allowed Jaden Daniels to come back in that game. Fangio's never won a Super Bowl ring. And he allowed Jaden Daniels to come back in that game. Mm-hmm. And Jaden Daniels just embarrassed Aaron Glenn up in Detroit. The Lions were a 8.5, 9-point favorite in that game. So this is a really, really big matchup of the Washington Commanders, Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels against Vic Fangio, Jalen Carter, and that defense.
Sal Palantonio of ESPN, of course, NFL matchup. Watch it all throughout the weekend, ESPN, ESPN2. And, of course, Sal will be all over the Philadelphia and Commanders NFC Championship matchup. So kind to join us here on the BetQL guest hotline. So you mentioned that last matchup. I was there. And the juxtaposition, Sal, everything that you just said is absolutely, totally 1,000% accurate. Yet, what was weird about that game is, like, at times Jaden didn't play well. He had the late interception with about 3 minutes left to go, kind of over the middle of the field intended for Luke McCaffrey. Had a late first half interception. Washington turned the ball over 5 times, including Brian Robinson a couple of times, 6 times, if you include the turnover on downs on the first series, and yet they scored 36 points. And I still can't wrap my arms around exactly how that happened. I know there was some coverage busts or communication, but from your memory, like, was it just Jaden being Jaden, or was there something else that maybe I'm missing?
Well, you have to go back and look specifically at the film. What did he do on second and third down? And that to me is the key. Now, this guy is really hard to get off the field on second and third down, and especially in the fourth quarter. So the first touchdown pass in the fourth quarter is a 3rd and 2 from the Eagles' 4. When he hits Zaccheaus for 4 yards for a touchdown, right? That's the first one. And then, of course, he throws that interception late to Blankenship, and Devontae Smith has his only drop.
Yeah.
Only drop of the season. So then you go to the game-winning touchdown, was a 2nd and 9 from the Eagles' 9, and that was to Crowder. And, of course, they hit the 2-point conversion. So he is so good on 2nd and 3rd down with the ball in his hands because he creates conflict in the secondary. That's the bottom line. He just does.
Do you think he needs to be – he's been fine with his legs in these 2 playoff games. Do you think Jaden needs to be like 80-plus yards if he's going to carry the ball 15 times for the Commanders to be able to move the football as effectively against this Eagles defense? And we don't even know about Quinyon Mitchell. We know N'Kobe Dean is out. Do you think he needs to be a big-time factor with his legs, or can he be like, I don't know, 45, 50 yards and just carve him up with his arm?
Well, Quinyon Mitchell was a full participant in the walkthrough today. Mm-hmm. Coming off the shoulder injury that knocked him out against the L.A. Rams. I'd be shocked if Quinyon Mitchell doesn't play, but he's got to cover, in my view, one of the toughest wide receivers in the NFL, and Scary Terry, who always kills the Eagles. So that matchup is a toss-up until we see how Quinyon Mitchell responds in the football game. I anticipate he will play. That's an interesting question that you have posed. It's very specific and speculative. I think the number one thing is you look at the 4 quarterbacks remaining. Look at the 4 quarterbacks remaining and how they won last week. Josh Allen had 147 total yards win. Patrick Mahomes had 191 total yards won. Jalen Hurts had 198 total yards and won. All of them are under 200, and all of them won. Jaden Daniels was over 350 and won. And why? Because he was playing in Detroit, where the Lions are a super good offensive team and can score at will from anywhere because of their speed. He did what was required in that football game. And so did the other quarterbacks. A lot of people are all over Jalen Hurts because he had only 198 total yards. And, you know, he didn't have very many passing yards, 65 total, if you will. 65.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that number. He had 65 total passing yards when you take out the lost yards from sacks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yet they won the game. He hasn't thrown an interception and has 10 touchdowns with a 102.3 passer rating in the last five playoff games. Let me repeat that. Jalen Hurts has thrown zero interceptions, 10 touchdowns, 102.3. The key is the turnovers. And that is number one that I've always seen in my 34 years of covering the league in the postseason. Three factors that Dick Vermeil told me very early on, and Joe Gibbs used to repeat this all the time too. If your quarterback's not turning the ball over in the postseason, if you have high number of rushing attempts in the postseason, and your points allowed are low, especially in the fourth quarter, you will win, and you will go to the Super Bowl. And the Eagles have been pretty good at all three, except what? Points allowed against Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's a good point. And even there was a little. It got tight Sunday. When the Rams. When Barkley pulls away for that second big touchdown, I was on the plane heading back from Detroit, and I was like, "Oh, okay, we're going to Philadelphia." And then the next thing you know, Philadelphia is like almost barely getting that game closed out. So kind of interesting there. Sal Palantonio.
Well, that's my point. My point, Chris, is, and you've hit the nail on the head. So the two-deep shell that Fangio plays with no blitzing will allow the quarterback to operate in the middle of the field.
Mm.
Now, Stafford doesn't run, but Daniels does. And he adds an extra component in the middle of the field. So going back to one of my original points, what is the Eagles' defense operationally as a spy? It's not just going to be Cooper DeJean. The Kobe Dean, as you pointed out, is gone.
Yep.
And his replacement, Oren Burks, is not really that fast. He's nowhere near as fast as Jaden Daniels. Cooper DeJean is nowhere near as fast as Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
If you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which you will, that will make a big difference because I think he's one of the best deep center field safeties in the NFL, maybe the best. He's great communication. He knows the Fangio defense inside and out. But tell me, if you're not going to blitz and you're going to play the safeties deep, who is spying Daniels and how effectively is that player doing it?
That's a great question. Great question. The great Sal Palantonio is kind enough to join us, doing an excellent job breaking down the NFC Championship game. You can watch him all throughout the weekend and the week on ESPN and, of course, NFL Matchup. A great show for the X's and O's with the video and the analysis to boot. And we'll all be at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. So, Sal, I'm going to ask you the dumbest question ever. How do you stop Saquon Barkley?
Yeah,
I mean, I shouldn't say stop. I mean, you know what I mean, like, because they did bottle him up in the second half of that game after he broke free for the 68-yarder end of the first quarter in Landover. But they did do a pretty good job against him in the second half. And I'll give you one further. I mean, you remember this on that Thursday night game, you might remember I was really loud and annoying in the press box in the afternoon with my radio show. Saquon didn't really do much for the first three plus quarters, and then he just absolutely stuck dagger after dagger in the back of the Commanders defense. So how do you control him, limit him? Is there a secret sauce, I guess?
Yeah, well, just like Jaden Daniels, Barkley's the best in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the big offensive line of the Eagles leans on you and leans on you and leans on you and wears you out. So that's, to me, the most important thing is, listen, let's get to I know I'm a little out of school here, and it's not the green Kool-Aid that everybody's drinking here in Philadelphia, and I do cover the whole league, but I think this game is coming down the fourth quarter. I don't think the Eagles, by any stretch of the imagination, are going to be able to handle Jaden Daniels for all four quarters, and I don't think Washington's going to be able to handle Saquon Barkley for all four quarters. This is, as you have correctly pointed out, a late-round heavyweight fight between the two best offensive players left in the postseason, Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley, in the fourth quarter. Now, Barkley was denied a chance to get Eric Dickerson's record. He was sat in the last game. He's probably not going to win the NFL MVP. I have been around him. I know people around him. He wants to win a Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl MVP. He is a total man on a mission. Totally.
And he's pretty damn good. And if you give him, even if you get an, you know, here's the great thing. On that second long touchdown run, Sal, you know, he gets a crease. Great job by the offensive line, as you point out. I mean, they're the best in the NFL, at least in my eyes. And the Rams get a guy wrapped around his ankles and his legs, and he's so damn good and so fast and so has so much acceleration, they didn't even stand a chance, and they had him. And that's the worry, is that even if you play it right and you have good technique, he's really hard to bring down. And he's explosive, too, because he'll turn not just, you know, a 3-yard gain into a 6-yard gain. He'll turn a design 4-yard gain into a 68-yard gain. And that's kind of the problem. Before I let you run, and I so appreciate you making time for us, one area that I wonder about that not many people are going to pay attention to. Jake Elliott really struggled in that Thursday night game. He missed another kick on Sunday in Philly, I think before the snow came down. Zane Gonzalez has been erratic for the Commanders. Do you think this game could come down to special teams? And maybe that's generic, but I hope that question makes sense.
You know, it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. And, of course, special teams, without a doubt, always is a factor in the fourth quarter, whether it's a botched punt return, a muffed punt, a kicker inadvertently kicking it out of bounds that sets up a short field to the opposition, a missed field goal, a missed extra point. Last week, as you pointed out, Jake Elliott misses two extra points. If he makes those two extra points, it's a different game in the fourth quarter. So there's always that possibility. There's always that possibility.
Sal, I appreciate you so much. You've been kind to me. Look forward to saying hello in Philadelphia on Sunday. And great work as always. And we always make sure to mention, you know, check out Sal Palantonio on ESPN. NFL matchup show. Great show. Great work. As always, Sal, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure being on your show. Thank you for the opportunity. You have a great show. Your questions were great. And thank you for being kind to me. And I will see you on Sunday.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Come find me in the press box and say hi.
I will. I will. Thank you, Sal. Sal Palantonio, just great, guy to have on, obviously, for all of his experience, not only covering the Philadelphia Eagles, but also the NFL, as he mentioned. And he's been to 7 Commanders games. I've seen him, you know, a whole bunch this year. So he's very familiar, as you could hear, with the Washington Commanders. So glad we were able to make that work. Appreciate him very much.